morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Amanda Grollo. She is the Frontier District Horticulture and Natural Resources Extension Agent. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
I understand with warm weather heading this direction, at least, that it may be time for us to start thinking about starting some seeds, and you're going to give us some tips today about starting those seeds at home, right?
I am. Now that spring fever is hitting everyone, I wanted to talk about things to consider when starting seeds at home. The first thing I will talk about is looking at the seeds. Anything 4 years or older will probably not germinate because they tend to lose 25% of germination rate every year. So the newer the seed, the better. The second I would talk about is the containers. Most stores sell flats for starting plants. One thing to take into consideration is that the top should be cleared to allow light to go through. When using core plugs, remember that they need to be watered more than just the black trays. With soil, you can use something as light as just Miracle-Gro mix. I would recommend using a seed-starting soilless mix. This allows the seeds to germinate easier because water and the plants can germinate easier through it. When it comes to watering, I would use a mister. Recently, we started these in the office, and I just bought a 1 gallon pump sprayer, and I labeled it just water. That way, I won't ever mix any chemicals in it. Next, you need to think about light. There are all kinds of grow lights that you can purchase online or in stores. Currently, I am using shop lights, which is the standard fluorescent bulbs. Just remember that when using grow lights, you need to raise them as the plants grow. That way, you're not burning them. And last is heating pads. This is not a necessary thing, but it helps keep the soil a consistent temperature when the plants are starting to grow. Some of the things to take in consideration are the seed sowing dates. Most plants, you estimate 6 to 8 weeks out from the last frost date here in Kansas. Some of the best plants for transplanting are a lot of your vegetables, your broccoli, cabbage, tomatoes, peppers, and then flowers such as perennials, some annuals, petunias, pansies, and alyssum.
About how much room do you need to get good seed starting? Let's say you have several different plants that you want to do. What type of room do you need in terms of just area?
So currently I'm using a couple 8-foot tables that you would just get for tailgating or something. And then I have the grow light sitting on top of those. And then I currently have 4 flats on those of different flowers.
That's great information and a very timely topic. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Coming up on Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.